Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is your host, Allison, and I thank you ever so much for tuning into my show this evening. And as always, I'm just happy that you're here. And before I get to my guest this evening, I just want to throw out to you a couple of upcoming events for myself. I'm going to be at the Lodge at Woodlock in Holly, PA, December 26th and 27th. I'm going to be doing some seminars on 2011 and what your future forecast is. And also, I'm going to be back there on Valentine's Day weekend. On the 8th of January, I'll be doing readings in the Doylestown area and also a seminar on January 16th. So if you live in the southeastern Pennsylvania area and you'd like to schedule a reading or go to the seminar, please check out SusanDuvallSeminars.com. And also on the 19th of January, I'm going to be in the Harrisburg area doing the same seminar for Vicky Fox Productions. So just check out VickyFoxProductions.com. All of that information is on my website, and also it'll be on my BBS pages soon, so you can link off from there. Some really nice workshops to get you ready for 2011 upcoming. This evening, I have internationally known psychic medium Shelley Duffy. She's also a wonderful animal communicator. She has been a psychic since a child, and she actually developed her talents. She worked with some very well-known mediums, Robert Brown, spiritualist medium, Minister Ethel Rowe, registered Lily Dale medium from England, Rose Clifford, and many others. She's been doing professional readings both in person and on the phone since 1997. Her client base stretches across the United States and internationally, as far as away as the Philippines, India, Australia, and the Netherlands. Okay, Allison, no more cold medicine for you. Netherlands, okay. She's also recommended by James von Prague on his website in three different categories, spiritual medium, psychic, and animal communicator. That's no easy task. We've had her on the show before. Everybody loved her. I love her. She's so special. So let's just take a moment and say, hey, Shelley, how are you?
Hi, Allison. I'm great. How are you?
I am, well,
I have a little cold, do you?
A little cold, little allergies, a little airheaded, but other than that, I'm fine.
Well,
at least I'm in a good mood.
I know, I have a little allergies as well, so I thought, oh, I hope they don't hear me sniffling trying to, you know, cover that up. So now I won't worry about it.
No, don't worry about it. You okay. can't get any worse than I am.
Okay.
So what have you been up to since the last time you were on the show? Anything special?
Oh, my gosh. I know. It's been a couple months, huh?
Yeah,
I had a great Halloween with James Van Prague out here. He came out to Las Vegas.
Wonderful.
And did two shows, October 30th and 31st. Can't beat that, having a little
good timing
seance on Halloween.
Yeah.
So it was really fun, and a lot of his chat room people came out. So we did some little networking, little events, you know, with his chat room. I guess mostly West Coast. You know, people came from California and Colorado and Arizona, and then the Nevada locals. So, you know, we had a good time, and he did a book signing, and you know, we just had we had brunch with him, you know, in the morning, and then you know, so it was a really great Halloween. I felt like I lived like three Halloween weekends in the one weekend. I was so exhausted after it was over.
I bet it was. He's writing another book, isn't he?
You know, I believe so, and I believe it has something to do with children on the other side.
Oh, wonderful.
So that should be, that should be really very touching and maybe very helpful for a lot of people.
Okay. Well, I'll have to start groveling early to get him on the show to talk about his book.
Yeah, do that. I'll put in a good word for you.
Yeah, put in a good word.
Say, yeah, get Chuck Bergman to put in a good word for you, too. So,
yeah,
I don't see why not, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe I'll get a chance to, I did meet him once in Exton at one of his book signings. And actually, he did a, it was more like a stand-up comedy show. he's a pretty funny guy. And he actually came out and spoke to everyone for quite a while. He did some readings. And then he did the book signing, and he was just fabulous. So, but to be honest, I know I've spoken to you and several others that have ended up on his recommended readers page. It's no easy task to get there. I know that they put you through the ringer, and so that in itself, you know, is like the good housekeeping seal of approval. So, that's saying a lot for your abilities. And of course, last time you were on the show, you did some fabulous readings for our listeners. But before we open up the lines, though, let's just talk a little bit about, you know, share with our listening audience, you know, how did you get from, you know, where you were to where you are now? How did you get to be an internationally known psychic medium and animal communicator?
Wow. Okay, well, you know, I remember growing up with a lot of what I would call psychic experience and maybe even some religious experiences that other people just didn't seem to have. And when I got a little bit older, I have two brothers, but the youngest brother, when I was in my teens, he was born and he would see people, you know, all over the place. And it really unnerved him quite a bit. He didn't care for it at all. But me, it didn't, it didn't disturb me at all. I felt very peaceful about it. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like any of these people were here to hurt us or me. And so I guess I made a good candidate for this kind of work. And,
yeah, it helps not to be scared to death.
Yeah, exactly. So I started reading a lot in my teens. You know, I would always be at the mall. If we would go to the mall and we would go into the bookstore, I would go into the occult section. That's where you could find me. And now it's called the New Age section, right?
So yeah.
Times have changed. But,
I remember the occult section,
Yeah, I remember that. So I would spend a lot of time, you know, just doing some reading and watching programs. I remember hearing Kenny Kingston on the television, who was psychic to the stars, you know, and I was very fascinated. And funny enough, in my adult years, I ended up in Kenny Kingston's living room in a spirit circle that we did. And so, you know, I just think if you're kind of meant to do this kind of work, the spirit just sort of moves you into it. And
I agree.
I remember seeing a building that said Psychic Fair, and it was in Anaheim where I was living. So, you know, I was born and raised in California. So I went into the place called the Learning Light Foundation in Anaheim and, you know, just kind of fell in love with it, started taking classes and learning, you know, because, you know, everybody has psychic abilities. Everybody does. And some people, you know, shut them down and don't utilize them at all. But everybody can have them. They do have them, so they can use them if they want. But it's one thing to have them and have these experiences happen to you, and it's another thing to try to learn how to control it and try to get it to happen when you want it to happen, you know, like in a reading, for instance.
Sure.
So that's where classes and things come in handy. So,
right.
You know, I think took classes for about a year, and the next thing I know, they said, you know, we think you should do readings. And
wonderful.
I said, I don't think so.
You said, I don't think so.
They had to push me into it. And then, you know, one thing led to another, and I have had some wonderful experiences. I went to England and stayed with an English medium there and, you know, and maneuvered my way to James Van Prague, and his door opened for me. And that's where really the international part, you know, because he's media known. Once you get on his website, people just call you and email you from all over the world. So
I think what I like about you most is I've really had the experience. I mean, you being a numerologist, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm not psychic, and I'm not going to say that I haven't had medium experiences, but one of the coolest things about being me is working with so many psychics and mediums throughout my own personal career. And what I always love is meeting someone that has a beautiful spirit and someone that truly has love in their hearts and a desire to want to be of service and to help others. And that is really so clearly evident with you. I mean, you just have this beautiful way about you, a tremendous amount of warmth and compassion. That I feel so strongly about, you know, even in my own work, about doing it for the right reasons, and that's to help others. And I really respect that about you, Shelley, and I will, well, not only respect it, but I love it about you.
Oh,
I mean, you're really
you.
A sweetheart. And
oh, thank you. Well, I try not to take it for granted. You know, I don't take it for granted. And I try to, you know, think, okay, well, hopefully this reading will be helpful to someone. You know, that,
sure.
that's how what I think about
sure.
when I do the reading.
Sure.
So.
Okay, well, I want to let our listeners know that Shelley has a wonderful website. It's called icspirits.com, and that's spelled I-C, like C as in cat, icspirits.com. And I really encourage you all to hop on over to Shelley's website and check it out. There certainly is information about, you know, Shelley herself, a much more detailed biography than I went
yeah.
into, and about her readings, certainly how to her testimonials, which is always nice, and how to go about making an appointment. And you do phone readings, and so
yes.
really you're accessible for anyone anywhere in the world, so that's wonderful.
Yes.
There's a guest book and a media gallery and all kinds of things to see there. So once
oh,
again,
you have looked at it.
A little bit, yeah. and plus cute little picture of her. She's adorable.
Ah.
So the website again is IC as in cat, icspirits.com. So hop on over there and check it out. You know what, I think last time you were on the show you did some animal readings, and they were really animal communication readings. They were really wonderful too.
Oh yeah. I love that.
I want to let our listeners know that we the lines are open. And we do welcome your calls, certainly your thoughts, your comments, and questions. So, you know, there might be some of you out there that are actually studying animal communication, or you're studying to be a medium or psychic, or are interested in your own, you know, maybe asking Shelley a question, and certainly we're going to take those calls. And Shelley, you are going to be doing readings for people if they call in?
Oh, sure, sure. It would be helpful. It would be helpful if they had a question, since we have such a limited amount
of
time.
All right, okay, yeah. Yeah, you all got to understand that when somebody's doing a reading on the radio show, we only got 5 minutes to work with you because we have to move on and get on to the next caller. So have a specific question in your mind and ask Shelley, you know, give your name, maybe where you're from, give her a chance to connect to your energy, and then give her your specific question. So I'm going to give out the numbers here. You can call toll free at 888-815-9756. You can also call in direct at 530-413-4510 and 530-413-4522. As I said, we'll take your calls, thoughts, comments, questions, and if you want a reading, Shelley, she's such a doll. She's going to do readings for you, so nothing, you know, nothing better than that. Today I was I was cleaning because I'm planning my family gets together at Christmas. Well, Christmas and Thanksgiving, we combine it into one weekend because we all live all over.
Ah.
And so we kind of do a little strange thing here. We call it Chrisgiving. and we do Christmas and Thanksgiving all in one weekend, so it's kind of interesting. But, you know, I was dusting and cleaning, and of course, we have our beloved Gus, who was our dog, and, you know, Gus's picture, and, of course, his ashes there. And I was sitting there thinking, Shelley, you know what, I'm going to have to call that girl and talk to my Gus. And you know, so I might be calling you sometime
okay.
in the week because I do miss him. That's got to be really wonderful. You know, I always feel like with animals myself that they're always talking to me. You don't realize that you have this communication thing going on. One thing that I notice with dogs is, do you ever notice, like, I have more than one. And so if you hug one, it feels a certain way than if you hug
yes.
the other. It's almost as though they have different energy. Do you understand
they
what
do.
I'm talking about?
Totally.
And that was why I knew that when Gus passed on, that why he was still around me. Because
yeah.
I could feel his energy, what it felt like to hug Gus, or what it felt like to pet him, or what it felt like to be with him. And it's so distinct, the different feelings between each one of your animals has individual personalities, and they each have individual energy. Am I in the ballpark here? Is that what it's like?
Well, they are absolutely just like people. You know, they all have, in fact, I have two birds downstairs, and both of my birds are completely different personalities, you know. One
right.
of them is more laid back, and he thinks he's pretty smart. And then the other one is kind of a bit of a roughhouser, likes to play hard, and sometimes he'll threatened to bite you, but he doesn't really mean it. He's just, you know, throwing his little personality around. And,
right.
You know, even birds, with their brain, as small as it is, they distinctly have different personalities and likes and dislikes. And so,
so when an animal is communicating to you, what do you get exactly? I mean, do you hear it in words, or feelings, or what?
Kind of all of the above. I mean, different medium psychics work different ways. They have the seeing, the hearing, the feeling, the knowing, and some people have one or the other. I tend to have them all, but not all of them will be working at any given time, you know, so I might have two or three working it one day and, you know,
yeah,
maybe all working the next time. But so what they usually do, what I find is that usually dogs are like two-year-old children. They tend to communicate as you would think a two-year-old would. They sort of communicate in wants and desires and what they like and don't like. And
sure.
Who they like and who they don't like, and things like that. And sometimes if they're having problems, they'll address that and why they're having this problem. But sometimes
sure,
it's temper tantrums, like a two-year-old. Cats tend to be a little more on the mature side of the animal kingdom,
oh,
where they're a little more. I don't want to say smarter. That's not the word, but a little more worldly, a little more of a knowing kind of a thing,
sure,
a little more of a complicated, that would be a good
mm-hmm
word, a little more complicated in their emotions, where dogs tend to be sort of out there.
Hmm, cute.
You know, with their emotions. So.
Well, listen, I know that you heard the beep. I know I heard the beep. That
yeah, I heard something.
Well, when you hear that, Shelley, you know what that means? It means we've got a caller.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the caller. So who's calling into the show?
Hi,
hello, caller.
Rosemary.
Hi, who's this?
Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary. How are you?
I'm doing well, Allison. How about yourself?
Very well. I'm assuming that you want to speak to Shelley. Do you have a question for her?
If I have to be specific, I'm going to have to ask again about my work and finances.
Okay. Did you say ask again? Is that what you said?
Well, since I'm always, you know, not always, but sometimes I call in, and those are
oh, okay,
my main concern right now.
Okay, so Rosemary. Okay. And where are you calling from?
California.
Okay.
And I have to tell you, my cat is sleeping next to me on her back.
Aha, see, there you go. And she knows. I have three cats in here with me right now. So, okay, let me look at your energy for a second. Let me be quiet here for a minute. You have a lot of green in your energy, and green to me is a healing color. So it feels like you're doing some healing, or do you do any kind of healing work? Because sometimes when people have a great deal of green, which you do, it means that they have some sort of healing abilities. Are you not working right now, or is it kind of slow right now?
No, I am working, but it's not the ideal. Sometimes I feel like it's not the ideal job for me.
Okay,
There's so many constraints.
Okay, so it feels kind of restricted. That's how it
yeah
feels. And are you taking any kind of classes, or are you learning something, or are they training you for something?
No.
Okay, because I definitely get learning in your energy right now. Okay, right now. So that means it's really fairly close. So there may be some sort of a training that comes up for you in regards to a work. What? Can you tell me what you do right now for work so I can get a...
Yeah, I work in the social services.
There you go.
With families that need
Well, there's your healing. That's why you have
that's
where you have all the green in your energy, because you work in kind of a social networking kind of a thing that tries to help people. So it doesn't surprise me that originally you were kind of drawn to do. I would keep in mind that you should pursue any kind of work that involves helping people, okay, and using the healing. So this particular job or this particular place or this particular company, maybe you might feel like this is not my place, but go for something similar or you know what I'm saying, with that similar kind of energy or vibration. It looks like... Did something change in September? Or is it your birthday or something in September?
No, something changed. I became permanent in my job. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I see that something shifted in September. For most people, they would probably think, wow, that's great. They're jumping up and down. I got a permanent job, especially in this economy, you know.
Exactly.
What I tell people, you know, there's a lot of people that aren't happy with their work, and I can sympathize with that, having a job before, you know, for a long period of time where I was kind of miserable. So, but in this economy, I tell people to just kind of hang on a little bit longer because, you know, my feeling is that things are starting to loosen up and shift a bit and that things should start to go, you know, open up like flowers. I see things opening up. So this is probably for you in general, but opening up personally, just reading your energy, I would stay put for a little bit. It feels safe and secure, and I would do some sort of protection techniques. You know, you can look things up online, you know, Jameson Prague site or whatever, or email me or whatever, and I could give you some protection techniques advice, because what I think is that you're absorbing a lot of maybe negative energies within the work or the office or the building or something like that, and it's making you feel
co-workers.
Yeah, exactly. So what you need to do, and this is the truth for most people, you know, you need to really we need to sort of protect and block ourselves from other people's negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions, you know, and especially on a work level. Kind of good to do that daily. Really, just a nice little clearing and then protection, white light, you know, type of thing. It really does work. It sounds silly, you know, and people go, oh, yeah, right. But you know what? If you try it for a week, sincerely try it for a week, it really does work. So.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, Rosemary?
Sounds good.
Okay, well, good luck to you on that.
Okay, thank
Thanks
you
for calling
much.
In.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's really true, especially being in the social services and working with people, nurses or anything like that, that people should, if they're not happy in their job, sometimes it's about, is it really me or is it stuff that I'm picking up based on where I'm working, which can
absolutely.
Yeah,
and the fact that she had so much green in her energy and I could kind of tell that she was doing some kind of healing work. The healers are a lot more sensitive than other groups of people, so they do tend to be like little sponges, you know?
No, I agree. I absolutely agree. All right. I do believe that I heard another beep. I'm not sure, but let me check. Do we have another caller?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Christine.
Can you say that again?
Christine.
Hi, Christine. Do you have a question for Shelley?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
So, hi, Shelley, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada, West Coast, Canada.
Oh, right.
Okay.
That's good.
My question is, I would like you to help me to see if any romantic football man coming to my life in the near future.
Romantic Superman? Is that what you said?
No, like a romantic, like a suitable.
suitable.
Well,
maybe
will be Superman.
It is Superman. Because that's what I heard, Superman. Okay. Let me be quiet for a minute and look in your energy. Okay, I don't see anybody around you at this time. Is that true? Do you not have anybody?
No.
Okay. She breathed a little bit on that one. But sometimes, you know, when people are asking, they're kind of asking about somebody that they're kind of interested in. But right for you, I don't sense like there's anybody in your vicinity at this time. But having said that, I get this, I know it's going to sound kind of corny to say, but I kind of have to give what I get. I see a lot of Valentine's colors, okay? So that says to me that it is coming. It's not in the too far distant future because, you know, I mean, it could be February, as funny as that might sound, because I don't know if the colors signify yes, it's coming, or yes, it's coming at Valentine's Day or around, you know, February. So I would just put good thoughts out there for, you know, the rest of this year and the new coming year. And you really want to, people really want to try to be specific about what kind of a companion do they want, you know, because so many people get caught up in the passion and the lust of it, shall we say. And then, you know what, it fades and the relationship fades and it doesn't work out. So you want to be real specific about what kind of a companion, mate, partner, you know, that you want. And if you have to write it down, you know, write it down. But for you, all really and truly, because I see these colors, pink, red, okay, pink and red. So it's definitely Valentine's colors. So I would have to say it would probably be, so you're going to be meeting someone between now and the next 4 to 5 months. Not even 6 months, like 4 to 5 months.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Like, would you sense someone, like, how do I meet them, or how do I meet?
Okay, let's see. Now that she asked that, well, I'm getting something. Do you work? I hope so, because I'm getting something about work. You work?
Actually, do you remember, like, the first caller? You sense a studying energy, but actually I'm studying.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe somebody's bleeding into somebody's callers could be bleeding into each other's readings. That is a definite possibility.
I'm studying at the moment, so I'm not working at the moment. But,
okay,
are
you studying for a specific work?
Yes, it's for my work. Yes, no, for work
for
yourself.
For a career.
Okay.
Yes, so it has something to do with that, because what I was seeing in my head was work related, and then it could be like even a friend of somebody that they work with or something like that. So keep that in mind, okay, because I don't feel like you're going to have to try too hard, because the energy feels very vibrant. So I don't think you're going to have to, like, you know, walk to every street corner and stand there and wait for somebody. But
sounds like good news.
Like
good news, Christine.
Yeah.
I don't need to look for it.
Don't look for it. But it could be at school. Okay, because the school is in relation to work, or it could be somebody's work friend, okay, that they set you up with.
Actually, Shelley, I met someone like 3 or 4 months ago, but we didn't contact each other anymore. But I don't know. Would you think that that one is finished?
Shelly, are you getting that? Because I'm getting it all broken up.
Yeah, I'm getting somebody else.
I'm
getting somebody else, I think, because she was cutting in and out. So what she said was that she did meet somebody at school or something, and then...
I don't know. It was all, it's all broken up. Christine, your connection isn't that good, and so what you're saying, we're not really getting it, okay? Leave it at that, Christine. Leave it at that. That what Shelly told you, that you've got somebody coming within the next 6 months, possibly around Valentine's Day. It is somebody possibly related to work, or maybe somebody at work that's a friend at work, an introduction that way. It's something that you really don't have to work at. You're just going to kind of walk right into it. Okay, Christine?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, dear. Okay. You know, and one of the things that you were saying there, and you're saying about being very specific about,
you know, especially women out there that are wanting to meet someone or bring love into their life, about being specific about what is it that you want in a relationship and spending some time thinking about that. And I think that's so incredibly important. You know, like how you want to be treated, how you wanted to be valued in a relationship, where you would like to have mutual, you know,
yes,
likes and dislikes.
Absolutely.
And I think that that's a part of manifesting that particular relationship. One thing I recommend, and I think it works beautifully, is before you go to bed at night, you know how, like, we all have these thoughts in our head and we can visualize things? Well, visualize the perfect date. What do you want them to look like? Where do you want to go? What do you want him to say to you? What kind of a conversation do you want? What do you want to hear him say to you?
Absolutely.
And if you do that every night when you go to bed at night, you're in with this constant movie that you're running in your head about creating this perfect relationship. Eventually, one day when you meet him and he says those things to you,
yeah,
you know that you created it.
You're going to know that's the one. Because
that's
what
the
one. Because you're putting your thoughts out there like a magnet.
Right,
and
exactly.
You're, you know, trying to attract that. And you want to think about compatibilities as well, because so many people
right,
are focused on the looks. And, of course, you do want to be attracted to the person, not repelled from the person. But
right, true.
But if you just focus on, oh, he's got to be so gorgeous, then you know what? You know, if you don't have anything in common, that gorgeousness is going to wander down the street, you know,
right,
eventually.
Right.
And other women are going to find him gorgeous too. So,
right,
you know, then you have that problem. So,
right,
you know,
okay,
just get your get things in perspective, you know.
Right. How you want to be treated. Do you want
absolutely
him to say he loves you every single day or bring you flowers or whatever the case might be? Or maybe you would like somebody that just likes to cuddle and watch movies. You know, you might get the gorgeous guy that likes BMX racing, okay, and you're not into it. So think about what you want that person to do with you. What would fulfill your life? I mean, how do you want him? You know, you want to know what the frick is to your frack, you know, and so
you know,
who is this person?
You yeah know, like for me, I have a house full of animals here, so I would have to want someone who loves animals as much as I do. If I met somebody and the first mm-hmm time he comes to my home, he's like, oh, man, get these things out of the house, you know.
Right.
Well,
right,
that's not going to work. So,
right, exactly,
you know, you really have to think about your compatibilities
right
and what's important to you.
Right, yeah. I think one of the most endearing things about my husband was that when we did get Gus, there was no question where Gus was going to sleep. It was on the bed. And my ex-husband, no dogs on the bed ever.
Yes.
And I always used to say, can't they just come up for a minute? No. So then with this husband, it was like, okay, well, of course he sleeps on the bed. What,
all
know,
right.
Is there any other place? You know,
see,
so
you found
go
your dream match there.
I found my dream match, let me tell you. Okay, so I think we heard another caller beep in, so let me just check and see. Do we have another caller? Is anybody on the line?
Yes.
Okay, who are you?
Hi, my name is Denise.
Hi, Denise, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Hi. You got a question for Shelley?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if she could kind of help me figure out my, well, a few things, but mainly my financial aspect.
Financial? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Oh, you said you're calling from Florida. And say your name again?
Denise.
Okay. I just have to hear the voice. That's how we do phone readings, is we connect with the voice, the vibration
okay
of the person's voice. And okay, let's see here. Do you have your own home right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm feeling, I don't know why I want to say this, but I feel like it's going to be okay involving the home. Okay, so I don't know if there's any kind of problem there.
There
okay
is.
Yeah, okay, so that's where I was drawn to, right there. My heart goes out to you because I can feel the panic or the desperation or the sadness. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's going to be okay, okay? So I don't know what's going on exactly, and you don't have to go into it, but I want to give you a positive kind of a feel on that. are you not working right now?
I wasn't, but I have started working part-time.
Okay. Okay, because that's what it felt. It felt a little vacant in the work. And is there a husband there?
Yeah.
You have a husband? Okay. I see him. And he is working, yes?
No.
Oh, he's not? Okay. Okay, well, this is what I get. I feel like he will be working, okay? Either that or your work is going to ramp up. You're going to get something that's paying a little better full-time, but I kind of want to leave. What is his first name?
His name is John.
Okay. I'm kind of leaning towards him. Is he actually out there looking for work?
He is, but we are struggling to hold on to a business also.
Oh, okay. So it's your guys' business?
Right.
Okay.
But I also I also work outside of that because there's no...
Right.
You know, we're not making any income.
Right. I'm asking for words of wisdom or advice. What I kind of feel is he may take on something work-wise in the meantime. I don't know what kind of business it is, but I can see it. Your part-time work is good. He's going to find something, okay? He's going to find something that's going to help, okay? It's going to be a lot of help there. Do you also have somebody who's been kind of offering to help, like on the outside?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a family member. Okay.
Wow.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. I feel like this, I say go ahead and then I talk. there is somebody, okay. This is going to be helpful for you, I think. You know what? I keep getting something in the nick of time. Something comes in the nick of time, a job in the nick of time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like... Saved by the bell kind of a thing, you know? I'd just say hang in there because I feel like everybody's kind of doing the right thing.
Okay.
Can I ask you what kind of business it is so I can get a feel on it?
Yeah, it's a motorcycle repair shop.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool. that's kind of different. Okay. I would think that would still, I mean, you know, motorcycles still break, so I would think that that would still do well.
Well, that's what we're hoping.
Yeah. I'm just kind of feeling like, you know, you guys just hang in there and things are going to get better, but you do have to do action. You have to take action steps. You can't just, like, sit there and go, okay, next month will be
exactly.
better.
Exactly.
You know, you just
right.
gonna have to make some motion and movement.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly some different type of advertisement. I don't know what I mean by that, so I don't know where you guys advertise, but I don't know if you've been thinking about, well, maybe we should advertise here or there. I'm getting
yeah.
some sort of different kind of publicity or something will be helpful. Okay?
That's what I've been trying to figure out. It's other things I've tried haven't worked.
Right. So I assume you're probably like in the yellow pages.
Yeah.
Okay. Where else? I saw that. I guess maybe some type of magazines or something, but then I would think, well, those magazines probably go all over the U.S. and you want to be localized,
right.
You know, obviously.
Newspaper.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
maybe like local newspapers or something, because I was feeling like...
Penny Savers.
Yeah, I was feeling like
yeah,
magazines
yeah.
or books or booklets or something. So that's
right.
that would
right.
go along those lines.
Maybe I should okay. put it back in the paper then.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why, but Vistaprint is online, and they actually do brochures that are really, really reasonable. Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
And it might be an avenue you can even to print out your own flyers, but... But
yeah.
I don't know why. But Vistaprint does some beautiful brochures. And I don't know, Shelley, but I got to jump in here.
Yeah, go for it.
Because I heard Diversify with the repair, motorcycle repair. is it possible that he could repair something other than motorcycles, like lawnmowers or something where you can diversify and maybe bring in a different type of business?
Expansion?
Yeah.
Does it work? He is specifically trained
for motorcycles.
Right. There's several, you know, like there's like metric bikes and regular bikes, and he is not trained in metric bikes.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So that's the problem. The problem is it's too specific then. It's very specific motorcycle repair.
Right. It is specific, but...
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay, because, see, I couldn't figure out diversify, and I'm thinking, what? Well, maybe, is it possible for him to get the training so that he can work on a more diversity of types of motorcycles?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I would just kind of throw that out there. Okay,
no, I would agree.
I was hearing it, and then I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... Let's key in on your reading there.
No, I would agree. I would agree because in this economy, you know, you want to be invaluable, you know, and
right,
the way
right.
you become that way is to have different, you know, you can have your hands in different pots or different hats.
Right.
Or
during the time when the one specific type of motorcycle, those repairs are far and few in between. If you can get a more generalized, whatever, you know, something that's, you know, then that way you can bring in business on a regular basis.
Right.
I just couldn't understand why I was hearing diversify, do something else,
mm-hmm.
you know, but okay.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. Okay,
yeah.
Denise?
And I also have decided to go back to school, and I just want to know if you see anything with that.
I'm feeling like right now you're going to be preoccupied with working. I would not exhaust your energy reserve. Because I would like to see you working as much as you can, but certainly, mm-hmm. certainly that's not a negative on, you know, going back to school and you know, taking up something that you would like to do. You know, I don't get a negative on that. I just get an immediate future, probably focusing more on prosperity and abundance.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should go to school.
Yeah.
like Allison said, he should be going, maybe, I don't know where he could learn, you know, these other types of motorcycles, maybe working at another shop or something, and
right.
maybe they'll train him, you know.
Yeah.
And then that way he could be making money at the same time, you know, he's learning on the, I don't think it would take him too long to
no.
to get it.
No.
Pick it up.
Right.
Not at all.
Okay, Denise.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
Oh, you're
welcome.
Good luck
here. Mm-hmm.
Take care.
All right. The one thing out there that, especially with people in the current financial state, you know, of the way things are, the number one thing that I really feel is yeah, you're not alone because there's so many people in the same boat as you.
Sure.
Number two, I think creditors and even mortgage companies are probably more willing to work with you now than they ever have been in the history of the United States because they're more willing to work with you, you know, and a lot of people hesitate to pick up the phone and make the phone
yeah.
calls and see if they can make some adjustments to maybe downsize their bills to match their incomes, but it's really kind of worth a try to actually call and speak to your creditors because they would rather have some money than no or have you default on a bill or something. So I really do encourage people. But finally, before I take my next caller, is I would also say that one of the most powerful ways of looking at money is so often you hold on to that last dollar because you're so worried that there's not going to be any more or you're afraid to spend it because, and I really feel if you just take the attitude, there's more where that came from, that you can create a river of money flowing to you. It doesn't mean that you're going to build up your bank accounts and have tons of money in it, but it
sure.
just means that what you need will be given to you, that there's always a flow of abundance. So try to take that mentality of there's more where that came from. I'd like to remind our listeners that we're currently speaking with internationally known psychic medium Shelley Duffy. She's also a fabulous animal communicator. I'd like to let you all know again what her website is. It's icspirits.com, and that's spelled I-C, C as in cat, spirits.com. And so anyone that's listening, by all means, hop on over to Shelley's website and read all about her, as far as her biography, how to schedule an appointment, certainly read her testimonials, see what she's up to. Also take a look at her pretty little face. Again, that's because she's adorable.
That'll make your day.
Yeah, it makes my day. Okay, and it's icspirits.com. And we do have another caller. Shelley, I don't mean to be keeping you working so hard, girl, but...
I'm sweating here.
Okay, it makes my job easier. I just used to sit here and chill, but all right. All right, so who's my next caller?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Frances calling.
Oh, hi, how are you, Frances?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the East Coast of Canada.
Oh,
wow, another one.
Ooh. Okay. So you have a question for Shelley, so I'm going to turn you over to her.
Hi. Great. Thank you. Hi, Shelley. I'm just wondering if you could tell me what you see for me in terms of career.
Okay. You have a great voice, by the way.
Thank you.
Like radio, media, television?
I don't know. It's just very feminine. You know, it's very feminine and very clear. And I don't know. It's just, maybe it's the energy I like. It's just good energy. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Say your name for me one more time.
Frances.
Okay. Well, you have a lot of purple in your energy. Kind of purple and a little bit of a maroon color. Interesting. The purple in your aura represents spirituality. So you have a lot of, you think probably spiritual, a lot of spiritual thoughts. Tend mm-hmm. to lean as a spiritual person. And the maroon color is kind of a color that I think of as a knowing. Like you get knowing, you know, like you just know that. You know, you don't know how you know that, but you just know it kind of a thing. This is how the colors look on you right now. And this is what they mean to me as far as when I see auras. But anyway, is the kind of work that you do right now, is it, first of all, you have kind of a strong business mind is kind of how you feel to me, okay? So I think that you have a lot of ideas for yourself as far as work and things that you could do for work. And maybe you kind of overwhelm yourself a little bit with ideas, with so many, maybe different types of things.
Yes.
But, okay. Let's see here. Communication jobs are really important for you. And funny enough, I didn't see communication in your aura, but I feel, and I'm speaking of your voice and the energy connected to your voice, that you really do need to communicate in your work. You can't be like somebody who never says anything and just kind of sits behind a desk and does her work and goes home, you know, kind of a thing. You got to be,
right.
Okay, you got to do presentations.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah. Okay. Okay, ask me something, like tell me what you're doing, where you're at now, I guess, as far as work and
okay.
what you're kind of looking at.
Well, I am actually doing some, I am doing some desk work, so it's not what I really want to be doing forever. I also am doing some studying right now, and maybe you could tell me if that's really the... I'm kind of just taking courses for my own interest, but I'm hoping that maybe it can turn into something, but I'm not really sure. It's very, very fuzzy for me. Right now it's all just really a self-interest thing, and I would like to know if it's kind of leading me to the right in the right direction.
Is it something kind of in a more creative kind of realm?
I can
use your creativity?
Is
it in the metaphysical?
Not really. Do you want me to tell you what
it is? Yeah, go ahead, because we don't have a short period of time, so I can get a vibe on sort of what you're telling me.
I'm studying Ayurveda right now.
Oh, very cool. So the healing,
metaphysical.
It is, yeah.
Okay, I'll just sit that over here in my corner. Okay.
In a sense, yes.
I wouldn't have considered it really metaphysical.
You're thinking of it as along the lines of alternative ways of healing, but is it Hindu?
It is based on Hinduism.
And they're extremely, you know, spiritual. I mean, their whole, you know,
religion is extremely,
Shelley, can I just pipe in just for a sec, okay?
Yep.
I want to validate something that you said when you first started talking to Frances, and you were saying you're seeing a lot of purple in her aura and that she has a knowing. And when she first called in, I was doodling, as I sit here, and I did her name numerically, and she's a 7 vibration, which is wise old sage healer energy. And so that's validating exactly what you were seeing in her auric field, because that's what you would see in the energy of a 7. The other thing is that her name starts with an F, and so I wrote next to the 34-7, I wrote healer, because her cornerstone is a 6, and that's the healing energy.
There you go.
So I just want to validate, just by numerically throwing in the numerology here, not only what you said, but also what she's saying. I mean, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Down the right
Absolutely.
Path.
The reason she's confused is because she has a business mind.
Exactly.
So she's thinking about how do I have turn this into a business, or
sure,
what kind of businesses can I run, and that's where her confusion comes in.
Sure.
But now we have just merged it for her.
There you go. Two heads are better than one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So this would be the right thing for me to be doing then?
I say most definitely continue with that study, but there is something else there that involves what I want to say is like a communication kind of a job, a work. Do you know what that is that you're thinking of?
No.
Where you're actually,
I don't.
Okay. It's like,
would it be like teaching?
It's not sales. I was going to say, yeah, it's like you're, like almost like spiritual counseling, or like, maybe spiritual counseling, teaching. Definitely teaching. If you were to go forward, you're not going to stop with just this one line of a metaphysical type of healing work. You're going to keep going, and then you're going to take that and kind of build like a little a sideline kind of business for yourself. And eventually, I think that'll be probably your dominant kind of a work that you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you able to tell me how long this will, like,
I'm sorry, Frances. I'm sorry to cut you off, my dear, but we only have 1 minute left on the show,
okay,
so we can't take unlimited questions here. I've got
sure
to let you go and
wrap
up the
you
show.
Great. Thank you.
Thank
so
you,
much.
Frances.
Thanks for calling
okay
me, sweetie.
All right.
Bye. All right. Well, I mean, all right, time flies when you're having fun, Shelley. I'd like to keep you on for a couple more hours, but I can't.
Yeah. You can't, because your NyQuil is going to kick in any minute.
I'm going to have to take a nap. Okay. Okay. So anyhow, those of you that were listening, you can link on to Shelley's pages, certainly from my own personal website, also from the BBS pages, but also go to icspirits.com, and that's spelled with a C, I-C as in cat, spirits.com. Shelley, I can't thank you enough for coming on to this show. It's always a pleasure hanging out with your energy, because you have such beautiful, positive energy. It always makes me feel silly and good.
Good. That's good.
And a little bit dangerous. Okay. And I hope that you come back and see us again. I really do.
Oh, absolutely. I
You're
enjoyed
welcome
it so much. I enjoy
You're
your callers, and I thank you for the opportunity. And I just want to wish everybody out there a very happy Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, come back and see us. You're welcome anytime. Anytime you want to come on the show, all you've got to do is email me, girl, and
all
I
right
will write you in the schedule, all right?
All right.
All right,
well,
honey,
thank
you have
you
a great
so
night.
Much.
All right.
Good night,
right,
everybody.
Good night. All right, everybody, so that's it for tonight's show, and I really thank everybody that called into this show. Thank you so much. Everybody that was listening, I really appreciate your support of the show and also the BBS Radio. They do really beautiful work there. Next week, I'm going to have Lois Martin on the show. She's a wonderful numerologist, so you're going to have two numerologists chit-chatting about the numbers, so that should be a really interesting show. And I hope that everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I really wish you all abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.allisonbachman.com. visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.